What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're going to get this show moving with the Despise. You can catch them this Sunday in New Jersey with the Dead Boys. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll get you some more details on that Despise show in just a second. But let's make it with the intros, because we got the motherfucking Pogo crew here finally. I'm talking about fucking LCJ.
What's
Krusty
up?
Fuck Josh and that man Sean Bedlin.
What is up?
Plus buck for the win.
For the FTW.
In a world where there's participation ribbons, that's where.
Hi, so you finished.
I get closer.
Good job. There you go.
But Sean, so tell me the details on this Despised Dead Boys show that all of us, except for you, are going to. So why don't you? I told you to have this shit ready to go.
It is ready.
Motherfucker's got like
going
seven
down
locks.
Sunday.
Get in the mic.
Sunday, September 9th.
Sunday.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. 5:30 to 11:30 at Dingbats. That's 620 Van Houten Ave in
Clifton,
New Jersey.
All right, so that's the legendary Dead Boys. Yeah. And the awesome Despise New Jersey. You guys may have seen them at Pogo in the Park / Pogo in the Gallery. That Pogo show we did. Yeah. Now, talking about Pogo shows, some of us featured in that Pogo in the Pit movie going down. That's going to be shown in Philly.
Did you see that
September 24th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
they didn't show it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
It shows in Roanoke, I think, tonight. Oh. I think. Roanoke, Virginia. If it's not tonight, it's next Friday. And then they're coming to Philly on the 23rd or 24th. I forget which one it is. We'll have to look at it. But you guys need to come out to the viewing party. There's shows from all over
where
the country. DIY in Philly at the place where they always do the movies.
I don't know.
We're going to play a song and then I'll find out more. And also, I know
movie
I've been
place.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But let's get to another track. Let's see, what do we got in the lineup? We're going to play one with our dude Harpo over there and I'm Hungry covering the very lovely, the very beautiful Deborah Harry and Blondie with Dreamin' Niblick.
Hey!
Ace of Fire, save my
records. And it, you know how like they have like if for like your kids or your pets, it'll say like one dog and two cats or whatever. It was like
a 12-inch and a 7-inch.
Blank space EPs, blank space LPs.
All right, Sean's talking about a sticker he saw, I believe.
Yeah, or no, it was like a picture. It was funny, though. It's like one of those things that you put on your windows.
But yeah, that was Niblick Hembang coming straight out of Jersey with fucking Dreamin' covering Deborah Harry. Now, speaking of Jersey, no, the Blondie, actually, but like, I can give a fuck
about
Blondie,
but I
love
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Yo, no lie, right? First time I was ever in CBGB's, right? I'm there with my dad. We're downstairs pissing. And he goes, Andrew. I'm like, what? We're in the bathroom. He goes, Andrew. He's like, Deborah Harry got fucked right there. And I was like, yeah. yeah, but let's get back to Jersey bands. Steel Toe Solution, we got them coming up next, and you guys can see them with, you know, them legends in Head Wound and Broken Heroes. That's November 30th at the Stanhope House. M60 on the bill. South Class Veterans. Let's get to Wrong Side of the Pond.
Fuck yeah.
So bad, I'll make you eat a bottle if you call me lad. sucking on a fat or a motherfucking cigarette.
I'm not pissed. I'm drunk. I don't shag. I fuck. I got style. I'm not sus.
Are you one of them or are you one of us? So I'm hanging with my boys, not with my mates. Frontin' like you're British, you're just about criminal. I sleep with women, not wing-feathered animals. I hear your line of sass, I know it's a farce. I'll kick you in the ass if I hear you say arse. You fill me full of nausea, you wanna be scrub. Now I'm going down the bar, not the motherfucking pub.
I'm not pissed, I'm drunk.
B-52s. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. That's Steel Cell Solution.
Once we do it and not think twice about it.
One hell of a solution. Catch them bastards. November 10th at the Stanhope House. Gonna be a motherfucking blast. Now, we all started discussing a fucking certain GBH live record, the Live in 83 record. And then as Sean was talking about it, I was like, dude, that's the shirt you're wearing.
Yeah. Yeah. This shirt is actually the cover of the Catch 23, and I forget the other song. I can't remember if it's like a two or a three song.
Seven inch.
Yeah, it's got like Catch 23 and I want to say Hellhole on it. But it's got that. This is the cover from that 7 inch.
Yeah, so we're going to play the record we were originally discussing, the 83. This one's, I'm talking about 88 Live in LA. That's what I'm playing. Oh, we got Jess is displaying her records as we're talking. Now she's talking to Mike.
I was taking note that this one was.
External Menace.
She's got the External Menace.
External Menace.
Over here.
No, it's a External Menace Violent Society split.
Oh, it's a split. Oh, okay.
Yes. But they made it at Creep Records, so. That's all I was
Creep Records,
I'm
Philadelphia.
I'm just thinking that they're all accounted for.
Philadelphia. Now, why would anything be missing?
I'm just because I'm paranoid about my record.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking assholes. But yeah, so let's get to GBH Live in 88 in LA with Alcohol.
Yeah.
Jess, you keep distracting me right as I go to talk. Yeah. So I'm just going to play the next track. That was GBH, and this is the Flatliners with We're Punks. ADD Records.
We're punks.
For that bastard gay Boy Scout.
Flat.
The good Flatliners. The
song's called We're Punks.
Well, it started up at a young age, but soon I find myself a 12 gauge, and I wait for the revolution to go.
All right, now that was the Flatliners. I'm trying to figure where they were from. Was it Chicago? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's not the Ska Flatliners. It's the Awesome Flatliners.
That was a...
They also did Living Like a Rat, which, was you know what? I'm going to play, by the way. But
that was
ahead.
A high school
yes.
track for us. That was...
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely was.
That was a warm-up tune or, you know, whatever back in the
We actually used to cover this next one, but I like the 7-inch version a lot better than the LP, but we only have the LP here, so we're going to play that one. Here's the same band, the Flatliners, with Living Like a Rat.
Living like a rat in a suicide trap. Living like a rat, living like a never rat. Cause we're both devastated in that trap. Smell like God coming out now, God. Living like a rat.
Go, 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 go.
Living on a scrap. Living like a rat.
Go, 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 go.
Walk on a scrap. Coming in fast to society. We feel what we fucking think. We get tough, and night is dead. Cause we're fucking punks, and that's our way. Living like a rat.
Go, 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 go.
Living on a scrap.
remember all right, that for the next Flatliners. Time
that's
the
coming
Eagles.
Off. What a waste.
They are the problem.
Shut up. Now, I feel like we're supposed to be talking about a show. I don't know.
The Dead Boy Show, my friends.
Okay, but I feel like another one, too. How about the Vibrators going down September 23rd at the Jackson? And oh, I know what it is. The other show. Okay, but first of all, the Vibrators with the Drew Getz going down November 23rd, Jacksonian in Nazareth. I think it's like $15. Don't quote me. And but let's talk about tomorrow's show with the Road Sodas. And it is their record release party. Okay. So, oh, man, I just got some really, really big news that I like a whole lot that I can't say right now. I like this a lot, though. I like this a lot. I'm not going to say it, though. Okay. But getting back to September 8th, the Road Sodas, their EP release party with Steve-O and TCA and Piss and Comets going Jesus Christ. Going down.
I may have f***ed up here.
Going down tomorrow, 7:30, 11 p.m. at the Nazareth Jacksonian. It's their record release, CD release. It's called Down With The Ship. Here's the first track, Bad Year. Road Sodas on Pogo City Radio.
And we also got the Subhumans on September 13th in Philly.
There you go.
I am your god. Yeah.
Fucking moron. Son of a bitch.
Kill man tonight.
Okay. All right. That was we're good. All right. That was the fucking Road Sodas. Now I really fucked up talking about that show because something popped up on my screen, and now I'm kind of lost in something else I'm doing. But once again, come see the Road Sodas tomorrow. You can buy that CD 7:30 tomorrow in Nazareth at the Jacksonian. Gonna be a good motherfucking time. See you guys there. Let's get to the damn broads. Coming off Guilty as Charged, one of my favorites, with Oi Is Here to Stay. All right, that was the Damn Broads coming out of Connecticut, and we love them Damn Broads.
We love them.
Sure do.
He's awesome.
They are an awesome band live, and they have an awesome performance, and I recommend anybody who sees them playing in their area to go see them.
Yeah, it just kind of sucks that they're kind of a hike from here. They did play for us a couple times.
They've been out in this area actually like a few times. They played for Provo City a couple
times.
Yeah,
they did. They played for us back in like December last year. They're a bunch of cool chicks, those
really
Damn Broads.
Very, very awesome girls.
We love those Damn Broads.
We love them.
Yeah, we even at Pogo City, I'm pretty sure that they've been on Pogo City.
You guys read what I just wrote on this computer screen? But yeah, if you guys were done, I didn't mean everybody shut up. I just meant when you had a chance. But now that everything's distracted, and I can't change the window because you guys are all
reading. You're just
this,
trying to distract us from the
like
real world
idiot
problems, Andrew. We
get
it.
I'm really an idiot. Okay, let's play Waiting Room by Fugazi. We're going to get to a band from Berks County talking about Hate to Say It with Delinquent. Hate to Say It on. Now, Derek, the singer there, just having a second child, first one there, but with Lily, just had it this week. So there you go. I didn't even play them for that reason. I played them because I came across them, and I think that song's fucking awesome.
That is a good
song. But then I remembered. I was like, oh, that's right. They had their baby. I know what the name is, but I forgot it, so oh, well.
Congrats to them, man.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And once again, can't wait for that show November 30th. What are you interrupting me, my man? What's good?
Can I talk?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to the next track. But
you're not allowed to talk.
Motherfucker, do you speak it?
Can I say something?
No, you can't.
I would probably be less drunk if I wasn't running on like 3 hours of sleep.
I would be less drunk if like Jess and Josh didn't take like 2 fucking hours to get here when everybody came back.
We were drinking before everybody got back here. Anyway, it's all I was going to say is that anytime someone in the punk scene has a kid, I see it as just another potential addition to
the punk rock community.
It's another little
punk rocker.
Punk rocker. hopefully, they don't always. I guess follow in their parents' footsteps, but at least you know when they are born, you can raise them.
Sean is
you can
drunk.
Raise them the way you want to. like I raised my son.
You get to brainwash your children.
I wouldn't say that, but.
All right, here's thinking about drinking. Thinking and drinking. Head Wound. Catch them November 10th.
Yesterday I heard about you. I heard you were drunk. You pulled out all your records from my wish and will. I heard you were looking for
This next one's for my man Sean. Oops. Oops. Anti-Nowhere League. I want to get a twofer from these assholes, too. Let's get to a more recent one, even though it's not new anymore. Here's Pig Iron.
I have no fear. The new age is here.
The League.
Shit to me, Pig Iron. insanity. Fuck this rat race. Shoot me off inside a space map. I have no fear. The new age is here. Big Iron. Yeah, technology. They sold this shit to me. Big Iron. Yeah. Check it up, blow your fucking brains out. Star Wars, race wars, HIV, MBS, EVA. I have no fear, the new age is here. Let's fire up the oven, we'll burn the atmosphere. I have no fear, the new age is here. Big Iron! Big Iron! Big Iron!
All right, we're going to get to the Outsiders. Gabe was in this game. He's on this track. All right, that was the Outsiders. Did you know that part? Titties flopping around, son.
I envisioned it. Yeah.
No, totally legit though.
That's exactly where my mind went to. I mean, where wouldn't it? You know.
But
where,
anyway,
where would it go anyway.
Anyway, that was the Outsiders. And Sean, you brought up the Outsiders movie.
The movie
with all the '80s heartthrobs. We're talking Patrick Swayze, Ralph Macchio, Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon, yes.
Who else was in there? But it was all the like little teeny bopper. I named three. That was pretty good, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah.
Zach Tyrio, he would know all of them. And he'd be like, it was written by blah, 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 and the book's better than the movie.
I said Matt Damon. It definitely wasn't Matt Damon.
That's like calling Star Wars Star Trek. Yeah, you know, it's Star Trek, whatever, you fucking assholes. But, yeah.
But we were talking about how that movie is like the greasers were the
greasers punks. Were the punk rock. Yeah, I've always thought that.
And the socias were like the jocks.
Yep, always thought of the greasers as the punks. First of all, obsessed with the hair. Do you know what I mean? Obsessed, like chaos hair. Punks. You know what I mean? Just obsessed with the hair. Leather jackets, bad boys, sexy
the jeans
girls,
and the switchblades, the cars.
What are you rebelling against? What have you got? You know what I mean? That's how it goes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But talking about the Outsiders, we just played the band The Outsiders. Let's play the track The Outsiders by, who the fuck is that by? The Street Rats. Took me a second there. This coming off the Dead and Kids album. One of my favorite albums. I love this fucking album. Charged Records out of High Bridge, New Jersey. All right. Here's fucking... What the fuck was I supposed to play? Living on the Outside. Street Rats. Motherfucking Street Rats coming out of Chicago. Now that song's literally about the movie, you know, completely about the movie. But yeah, Charged Records out of High Bridge, New Jersey. So yeah. Yeah, everybody's like, why does he keep going High Bridge? People know. People know. They know we know they know. All right, here's the craze with your own personal war. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, some good coffee. We'll be right back.
We got an asshole alert. Asshole alert.
No, definitely.
If you're friends with Tim from Blanks on Facebook, he is a goddamn grammar Nazi. Goddamn grammar Nazi. Sean goes, "Hey man, did you ever notice Tim from Blanks? Like he always corrects everybody's grammar." I was like, "Fuck yeah!" I said it at the same time. That motherfucker always corrected my fucking yours. I ain't gonna lie though. I do it right now. I know how to do yours now because of Mr. T.M. Mills right there. T.J. Blanks. That's how I know how to do Y-O-U apostrophe R-E when
right.
I'm saying you are.
You are.
Thank
right.
you, Tim. Thank you.
I
fuck you at the same time. Though.
I don't do it, but I shouldn't say I don't always do it. I only do it with my sister-in-law. Just to be an asshole, just because it's funny as shit. Every time she fucking does anything wrong, I'm fucking just sitting there, just waiting to fucking make a comment just to piss her off. It's hilarious. At least to me, it is. And if she doesn't think it's funny, then that's her fucking problem.
Yeah. All right, now what Blank 77 song do I feel like listening to now? I don't know. I'm thinking. Let's.
You
know,
Josh is passed out.
And Josh is passed out. No, I'm not.
I'm not
passed out. Sean's a fucking liar.
I think that's the first thing he said since we did the intros, which in his was like, "Hey, what's up?
Hey, can we do?"
Our guests don't tell me what to do. Tell me what to do.
Let's do something.
I'm ultra supreme
Pogo
dictator.
Let's
of Pogo.
Do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's do your mom, Sean.
Ooh.
He got me.
Crash
he
and
got me.
Burn.
All right, Crash and Burn. It's a good
Blank
one.
77 coming off Tanked and Pogoed. Did this song end already? We've been talking about this awesome event, super secret event.
Yeah.
And it is actually
super secret.
Can't
talk about it, so don't fucking ask.
But it's an awesome event that's coming up. But, you know, sorry, go fuck yourself. You're not invited. But here's the Distillers for Josh with City of Angels. I would totally bang Brody, by the way.
Cause it ain't my style, no it ain't my style. by the Stillers on Pogo City Radio. Yes, I think I've lost my testicles after playing the Distillers on Pogo City Radio. I think I also found a goddamn helium tank, and now we're fucked up. And we're huffing some fucking helium, I guess. So it's about to get sloppy in here, I think. Who knows?
Pogo City Radio.
Mr. Sean Bedlam right there. And I am out of helium, so let's get to the next track, Lower Class Brats with I'm a Mess. I ain't going to lie. I wrote a song. It's a complete 120,000% ripoff of this song completely. So here's LCB with I'm a Mess.
Alright, it seems like most of the Pogo crew is disappearing. Ain't seen Cunningham in a minute. Josh is out. So let's just keep moving with the last few tracks we got here. Here's the Hudson Falcons, Working Class War. In honor of Josh going back to work this week, that lazy fucking
some
punk.
Some officers in the hats in the enemy have to fight devil to profit from our sweat. We gotta show them that we ain't dead yet. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Oi, oi, oi. They act like they're doing us a favor. All they do is pit us against your neighbors. They say shut them all, we'll give them your job. We gotta show them we're the working class mob. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Stand by the we fall. The justice for what hurts us all. Revolution.
joy and prosperity. Me when we go hungry and can't enjoy life. I wanna live around the jet survive. Fight for the people. We're gonna fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Fight for the people. We're gonna fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war.
All right, that was the Hudson Falcons. You gotta love them Insta whores. I love them. Love them, love them. All right, we're gonna be getting out of here with this next one. The Krusty Fuck has returned. I'm assuming Cunningham like went to bed or something.
I didn't see him downstairs.
All right, so we're getting kind of fucked up. I'm kind of tired now. I don't know what else to do. So we're gonna tell you guys one more time to come see the Despised and the Dead Boys Sunday night, Clifton, New Jersey. Where is it at again?
It's called Clifton, Dingbats.
Oh, it's at Dingbats. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So Dingbats, Clifton,
New Jersey.
Yeah, bitches. Dead Boys. Despise.
Not Tony Clifton, but Clifton, New Jersey.
All right. We're going to get out of here with their classic.
And Clifton Uranus.
What? He interrupted me for that.
That was a horrible joke, John. Holy shit.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
They speak English and what?
I'm not as thinking as you drunk I am, and you could all go fuck yourself.
Okay, this is coming off the Dead Boys' second album, We Have Come For Your Children. Johnny Blitz, the drummer, was stabbed 7 times 3 days after this album came out, not allowing the band then to go on tour because he was in the hospital and in rehab for like over a year. And that's pretty much why the Dead Boys broke up. That and a bunch of drugs.
Getting stabbed 7 times would probably do it.
Yep. So, yeah, here's the Dead Boys with Ain't It Fun. Catch you guys next week. And it's fun.